blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith. Our text for reflection is Numbers 27, the verses 12 to 23. Numbers chapter 27, verse 12 to 23. One day the Lord said to Moses, "Climb one of the mountains east of the river and look out over the land I have given the people of Israel. After you have seen it, you will die like your brother Aaron, for you both rebelled against my instructions in the wilderness of Zin. When the people of Israel rebelled, you failed to demonstrate my holiness to them at the waters." Then Moses said to the Lord, "O Lord, you are the God who gives breath to all creatures. Please appoint a new man as leader for the community. Give them someone who will guide them wherever they go and will lead them into battle, so the community of the Lord will not be like sheep without a shepherd." The Lord replied, "Take Joshua, son of Nun, who has the spirit in him, and lay your hands on him. Present him to Eleazar the priest before the whole community and publicly commission him to lead the people. Transfer some of your authority to him so the whole community of Israel will obey him. When direction from the Lord is needed, Joshua will stand before Eleazar the priest, who will use the Urim, one of the sacred lots cast before the Lord, to determine his will. This is how Joshua and the rest of the community of Israel will determine everything they should do." So Moses did as the Lord commanded. He presented Joshua to Eleazar the priest and the whole community. Moses laid his hands on him and commissioned him to lead the people, just as the Lord had commanded through Moses. Let us reflect on the theme, Leadership, Legacy, and Transition. Leadership, Legacy, and Transition. As Moses nears the end of his life, he faces a significant leadership challenge. His previous failure to act decisively when the Israelites rebelled has resulted in a divine decree barring him from entering the promised land. Despite the severity of this punishment, Moses does not respond with anger or self-pity. Instead, he focuses on the well-being of the people he has led. This transition of leadership from Moses to Joshua is characterized by calm acceptance and active involvement, ensuring a smooth and stable handover. When God tells Moses to climb the mountain and look over the land he will never enter, it is a poignant reminder of his past mistakes, shared with his brother Aaron. In this reflective moment, Moses shows what true leadership is about. He rises above personal desires, focusing instead on the future of the people he has led. By asking God to appoint a new leader, Moses demonstrates that true leadership is about serving others, not seeking personal acclaim. My dear friends, God's command for Moses to endorse Joshua publicly by laying hands on him is a powerful lesson in leadership transition. This act not only secures Joshua's respect and authority among the people, but also marks Moses' dignified approach to stepping down. He ensures that the community remains stable and respected, setting a precedent for how leaders should gracefully hand over their responsibilities. This story also highlights a broader principle. When leaders in any organization, especially within the church, fail to provide proper guidance, there are consequences. It stresses the importance of responsibility and proactive leadership at all levels, from ministry to small group leadership. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, how do we handle the responsibilities and consequences of our actions in leadership roles today? Reflect on the balance between taking decisive actions and the humility required to acknowledge and learn from failures. Number two, what can modern leaders learn from Moses' approach to succession and planning? Consider the importance of preparing successors, not just in skills and knowledge, but in earning the respect and loyalty of those they will lead. Heavenly Father, who guides and sustains us through all our journeys, grant us the wisdom of Moses to lead with integrity and foresight. Help us to recognize the weight of our actions and inactions, and inspire us to nurture those who will follow after us. May we, like Moses, prioritize the welfare of the community over our own and prepare them for the future with courage and humility. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.